Conceiving a Conscious Child. Have you ever heard this before? One night, your dad and I were celebrating some recent success, and we had one too many glasses of wine, and the next thing we knew, you had appeared in my womb, and that's how you came to be. I'm sure you have heard this. Romantic? Perhaps. Inspiring? Perhaps not. The greatest legacy, one might argue, that you leave behind for the planet is your children. And don't you want to leave behind the best of what you have to offer? After all, aren't these children a direct reflection on their parents? Let us also remember that each successive generation is meant to be an improvement on the previous generation in terms of spiritual evolution and expansion of consciousness. Real evolution means the development of kindness, love, and compassion, which we certainly want for our children and the world in which they will have to live. Most people conceive their children in a rather haphazard manner, often by accident, and sometimes while consciously trying to get pregnant. But what kind of soul is likely to arrive in your womb in such a circumstance? If you have really good karma for bearing children in this lifetime, then you may well be blessed. But why not intentionally attract a soul of higher consciousness and awareness to enter your womb? Wouldn't that be a wonderful legacy for the planet? And is this even possible? The answer is yes, it is. In the Vedas, the source of ancient yoga philosophy, much information is given with regard to attracting a high soul or evolved soul to take birth in your womb. The specific energy or intent you put out there will determine whom you will attract. If you put seeds at your front gate, you will attract birds. If you lay out cheese, you will bring in mice. If you leave meat at the front gate, you will invite the neighborhood dogs. It's that simple. Anything that is created or brought into being down here on earth is done so by the simple process of mind over matter. What we conceive can be achieved. Or, in other words, we can create any reality we choose in any aspect of life. So, too, we can create a place for a refined, beautiful, gentle, and gifted soul. The ancient Vedic books of wisdom shed considerable light on how to go about bringing in an evolved soul. Firstly, there is contemplation. What kind of child do you want? Be as specific as you can be. You and your mate should have shared or similar traits in mind that you would like to see the miniature version of you embody. Do you want your child to be spiritual, charitable, or altruistic? Do you want the child to be musically or artistically gifted? Do you want the child to be athletic or physically talented? In what ways would you like to see the child reflect your own gifts, talents, and virtues? You should also envision the child having characteristics which are more developed and more evolved than you. There can be absolutely no sign of envy toward your offspring's special abilities and greater brain capacity, for example. The child is meant to be the new and improved version of the two of you. So you must approach this with humility and an open heart. Knowing the day when you ovulate, that day should be set aside as a day of prayer, meditation, fasting, and sacred offering of your time and your mind. The activities you will do on this special day should be done in the spirit of an offering to God or to the Great Spirit for His pleasure and favor. As far as possible, the couple should do this together. The day should begin with a bath or shower for bodily purification. Incense or an essential oil diffuser and a candle should be lit and offered to God or Spirit to purify your home and surroundings, and with the incense to take your request up to the heavens. Any fragrance can be used, but sandalwood or rose are recommended. To begin with, the two of you must meditate on God, the divine creative source of all life and being. You must humbly present your request in the form of a prayer. You are asking for a blessing of a special child, an angelic, divine, or saintly being, perhaps. Specific mantras, which are Sanskrit incantations imbued with spiritual shakti or potency, are recommended to be chanted for this purpose. In lieu of this, you must formulate your own prayers and invocations that call upon the help and blessings of God and other higher beings, such as angels and demigods. Mantras are also chanted for your own personal purification, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Both of you will need to be as pure and clear a channel as possible for this higher soul to be attracted to you. On this day, taking alcohol or drugs and eating meat are shunned due to their impure characteristics. Of course, the usual Western method of dinner with a bottle of wine, followed by lusty sexual congress, is rather the opposite approach. The two of you can also meditate on the gender of the child that you prefer, which may have some influence on the outcome. However, you may want to agree on that gender before you begin. I have known many sensitive people, especially women, who have felt the presence of the incoming soul around them, or communicated with this soul while asleep through dream. Oftentimes, they already know the gender of this soul who will be impregnated into their womb. The soul may have been hovering around them for months. Immediately prior to the time of conception, which should be in the evening, The husband should sit directly behind his wife, both facing east. He should place his right hand on her yoni, or vagina, and invoke spirit by saying, O God, O Lord, please prepare her womb. Fashion the form of the child. Carry out fertilization and bestow a child upon her. Then, touching her navel, he should say, O virtuous wife, may you bear a child, or son, or daughter, with a long life. Then it is time for sexual union. According to Vedic understanding, the soul first enters the body of a man through the eating of food grains. It is then transferred into the body of the woman at the time of conception. Without the presence of the soul in her womb, the body of the child cannot be formed and developed. If you are very serious about influencing the outcome as much as possible, then you may elect to take the help of a capable and experienced Vedic astrologer who can calculate the most favorable times for conception so that the impregnation will be successful and the gestation period of pregnancy will be healthy, safe, and without difficulties as far as possible. This is also recommended in the Vedic literatures. Taking it a step further, a competent Vedic astrologer can easily look 9 months into the future to determine where many of the planets will be in the sky around the time of the birth. Particular qualities can be had in the child by arranging the conception in this manner. I myself have done this for many couples over a period of 30 years with great success. If it is not your karmic destiny to have a child with these particular qualities, then the pregnancy will simply not occur. Nothing is lost in the effort. These, then, are the ancient yogic methods used by attuned persons to attract evolved and enlightened beings into their wombs. May you be blessed with a child whose every step brings joy to Mother Earth.